That's the microphone.
Oh, I see.
So when you speak, try to speak that direction.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah, right.
This is an interview with Eva Bunker. We're in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. The interviewer is Malin Glusman. This is part of the Southern Oral History Program Listening for a Change project. The date is August the 31st, 1999, and the tape number is 83199-EB. So tell me, Ms. Bunker, where and when were you born?
In, this is Chapel Hill, and it was Bakersville, North Carolina.
Bakersville. And what was your, what date were you born? What was your birthday?
I'm afraid that kind of.
Why?
October the 1st. Do you know what, how old I am?
No, I don't.
Good. I'll be 94, October the 1st.
My goodness. So 94 years ago, this is 1999. That means you were born in 1905.
No, I guess that's wrong. I'm born in 1907.
1907.
Yeah.
Okay. So that means that you will be 92 on October the 1st.
Oh, 92.
Does that sound right?
I guess it is.
What do you remember about Bakersville?
Well, it was Mitchell County scene. It was Mitchell County. It was just a little place. They had stores there and a few odds and ends. Well, it stuck way back in the country. My dad had a farm there. I think he had about 500 acres. And we grew everything. Cattle, pigs, horses, and chickens, turkeys, and ducks, and what have you. And then everything that grows on a, in a garden. So I had a busy life.
What kind of chores did you do around the farm?
Chores that I did. Well, we got the cattle in, and we had about five milk cows. I did milking and churning the butter and getting up apples and fruit and all kinds of things like that. And we canned them and put them in a, we had an apple house, and we put the apples in there. 300 or 400 bushel of apples for the winter. Mm-hmm. So, and I came from a very, very, very big family.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How many siblings did you have?
I had 11 sisters and brothers. 7 brothers and 5 sisters.
Huh.
Including myself.
What number were you in that line?
Let's see, I was about 6th, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was.
Mm-hmm.
With Bob and Robert and Dewey and Park and Laura, we had only three girls. A couple of my brothers and sisters died when they were young, very young.
How did they die?
I had pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, we had a good life, but it was a hard life. Very hard. I mean, work. Hoe corn, hoe potatoes, dig potatoes, all that stuff.
Hmm. How old were you when you started helping on the farm?
What?
How old were you when you started helping?
I was about 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever go to school?
Oh, yeah. I went to school there in everything flashes by me. Tipton Hill School. And I went into I went into the last grade in that school. And then my brother, my oldest brother, Bob, he was married and he lived in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, how did he end up there?
Well, he had a pretty darn good job. And when he started to leave, he and his wife, he asked me if I wanted to go with him.
Oh.
I said, yeah, you bet I do.
Sure.
So I went with him to Cleveland and I met my husband up there. And we were married in 1930.
How did you meet your husband?
Well, we were going to a movie, and he was in there, and he introduced himself, and he said, there's a better movie up here, I'd rather see that. He said, how about coming along with it, with him? I had a girlfriend with me. I said, okay. So that's the way I met him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was living in Kent. But he had a room in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So he took me around, showed me all those places. We met him in 1930.
So you married him the same year that you met him?
Let's see, I guess I was. I met him the first day of July, and we were married about 2 or 3 weeks later.
Hmm. 2 or 3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
That's not a very long courtship, is it?
No, I know it isn't. Well, top it all off, I was engaged to another guy. We were sitting in the theater looking at the movie, and Ralph, that was his name, he sat down beside me. And so I had on a... I was engaged to this other guy.
You had an engagement ring on?
Yeah, and I turned it around so he couldn't see it. Yep, that's the way I did it. I didn't hurt anybody, but...
Who was the other guy?
I don't know. He told a lot of things that wasn't true, so he had a good job. We didn't have a job at all.
Hmm.
He was from Pennsylvania.
Hmm.
That's about the story, and then we were married in 1930, and I came to Cleveland with my husband, Ralph,
mm-hmm.
and he had a home there that he'd been born and raised in,
mm-hmm.
and nobody in it but his mom, and so he took me in there, and we lived there, so he, my mind is kind of zigzags.
That's okay.
He lived there until he had to go to the army.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to the Navy. So that's about the size of it. He wasn't in there very long.
How did you feel about living with your mother-in-law?
I didn't particularly like it. Well, she needed medical attention, and she was on a diet, and they told her not to eat anything sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they bring something in there, they'd have somebody to bring our food in. And she would talk to them and tell them that I was starving her. I wouldn't give her any syrup, no sugar, no nothing.
You were just trying to follow her diet.
That's what I was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way it went.
Mm-hmm.
So then we had two daughters. We were married 5 years, and we had Marilyn. That's the one lived down here,
mm-hmm.
Marilyn Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
And then we waited 5 years more and had another daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we had.
Mm-hmm.
We did a lot of traveling, though.
Where did you travel?
I couldn't think of everything. The reason I remembered how much I traveled, I had a big, thick book. It was a travel book.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at it one day. I had one. I took a pen, and I marked it. I've been there, I've been there, I've been there, I've been there. I got through with the book. I counted them. I did 39 foreign countries.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Was that because your husband was in the Navy?
Not really. Partly. Some mm-hmm. of it was, and some wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't feel like I can't tell you what else I could tell you. He was in the Navy about 2 years after we were married.
Mm-hmm.
But he came home back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Was he involved in World War II?
What?
Did he fight in World War II? Let me adjust this just a minute. This looks to me like it's not quite on your ear.
Did he have it?
Did your husband fight in World War II?
Yeah, he was in there. I didn't even fight.
Mm-hmm.
He was in there, though.
Mm-hmm. How did the Depression affect your family?
Well, the Depression, you mean? Oh, I don't know. He worked all the time and gave me the money he was making
mm-hmm.
after he got out of the Navy. And that's about the size of it. And I never worked. I did a little work after we were married. And it didn't amount to much. So that was it.
Why don't we talk some more about your childhood in North Carolina before you moved to Cleveland? What was your favorite, what's one of your favorite memories about growing up on the farm?
Well, I don't know. I used to, you know, there's so many. Everything is changing back and forth, back and forth.
What kind of changes?
Well, I don't know. There's people coming and going, so I can't tell you.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know.
What was the chore on the farm that you hated the most? What was the work that you hated most to do?
Let's see. In fact, I didn't like any of it.
Is that right?
I didn't like to live on the farm.
No?
No.
Why not?
It was heavy work, and work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's about all I can tell you. So those days are past and gone. So anyhow,
what was your family religious?
For what?
Was your family religious? Did you go to church?
I had to go.
So your family did go to church?
Yeah, we lived in what you call the place. Well, it's close to Bakersville, what it was out in the country, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a church of Presbyterian. My dad belonged to that.
What was the name of that church? Do you remember?
Well, they just called it a Presbyterian church.
Okay.
And then there was a Baptist, Free Will Baptist, close by. And they just call that a Free Will Baptist, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a Methodist close by.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a Catholic. Now, we went to all those churches, not Catholic, though.
Mm-hmm.
Went all the others. And that's why I got tired of churches.
I guess so. Why did you go to all three? Why didn't your family just choose one?
Dad was a Presbyterian. He did all the work for him around the new Presbyterian church.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd get a new minister, a woman, maybe come from somewhere down Tennessee, Johnson City or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd come and stay with him a while, stay with us. Mm-hmm. And then we'd go to the Baptist. My mom was a Baptist. Mm-hmm. She liked for them to get down and pray and pray and pray. And I didn't believe with what they were doing. They were washing their feet sometimes. Mm-hmm. And the Methodist, we just kind of left the Methodist quiet, but we'd go and they'd have anything doing there. We'd go and help out and take care of them.
For the events, but not for worship.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So that's about the size of it. Hmm.
So that made you tired of going to church?
Yeah, well, the reason I got sick of it, those ministers, we knew them personally. They lived around pretty close to us. They'd go to church, and you'd have to stand there, sit there, and listen to them. And then you'd listen to what they had to say, and they'd go back and tell you you're going straight to hell if you don't go and do this and that. And then you'd go and see them later that same day, and they'd be drinking alcohol.
So they seem like hypocrites.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that's about the size of it, so. Huh.
So later on, when you were married and raising your daughters, did you go to church then?
Yes, I, not three times on Sunday.
No.
Just once.
To what denomination?
Yeah, well, let's see. I let them get a little older so they could pick their own.
Oh.
They could pick the one they wanted to go to.
And what did they pick?
And we went to the Presbyterian mostly, mm-hmm. and the Baptist, of course.
And this was all in Cleveland?
No, they didn't. My family didn't go to Cleveland. I went to there with my brother.
But I mean, your girls, where did you and your husband live when you were raising your daughters?
Oh, they're in Kent, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
It's about 6 miles from Akron. Mm-hmm. And Cleveland, about the same distance, kind of right in the middle, see. Mm-hmm. And the first year I was there, I got myself a new car.
You did?
You're darn right.
What year was that?
And I learned to drive. It was 1932, I guess.
That was early yet to get a car, wasn't it? You must have been one of the first ones around.
I was. And a lot of them kind of turned their nose up at me because they wanted me to take them here and there, and I couldn't take them all. So.
No, you weren't a chauffeur after all.
Yeah. So anyhow, that's the size of it.
What kind of car was it?
It was a Ford.
Mm-hmm. A Model T?
No, wait a minute. It wasn't a Ford. It was a Chrysler.
A Chrysler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now I've had a new car every 2 years since that time.
Your whole life?
Huh?
You had a new car every 2 years your whole life?
Since then, yes.
That's wonderful.
Well, I've, as big as the state of, the country of the United States, I've been in every state in the Union except one.
What's that one?
Alaska. Uh-huh. I never wanted to go there.
No?
No. I've been in every other one, every other country.
You have done a lot of traveling.
Huh?
You've done a lot of traveling.
Yeah, I know I have. Mm-hmm. And here I'm all at that age, and I don't want to be that old, but I've seen all those places. I don't want to go back and see them again.
No?
Not at my stage in life. Mm-hmm. So, I'm just toughing it out, I reckon.
Let's talk more about that. What are your thoughts about your stage in life?
Well, I just thought it was a little bit harder than most people.
Why is that?
We had, us girls, my sisters and I, we had to work on the farm, just like the boys. Mm-hmm. That was hard work. Mm-hmm. So we did. We didn't put any argument on it. We got in there and worked. Mm-hmm. There's my dad and mom's picture, that middle one there. Tall guy, and little short woman.
Do you mind if I pick it up?
No, I don't mind.
They are an attractive couple.
Yeah.
They look very happy.
Huh?
They look very happy.
They were happy. Yeah.
So did your mother like farm life?
She liked it, but she worked so hard and had so many kids. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mom was a wonderful person.
What was she like?
Well, she'd do anything for you that she could.
Like what?
Well, she wanted something new and her children needed something. She'd forget what she needed.
Mm-hmm. So she put other people's needs before hers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your dad was awfully tall. Your dad was awfully tall.
Yeah, he was, I forgot. About 6 feet. 9, I think.
Is that right?
I think it was.
Did he ever play basketball?
No.
It was before basketball, wasn't it?
Yeah, he didn't. No, he didn't play basketball.
This glass is falling down. There we go. Did your father like being a farmer?
Yeah. He liked it. He liked other people doing the work, though.
He liked other people doing the work, like you and your sisters and brothers.
Yeah.
Did you have other hired people who worked on the farm, too? Hired hands?
Did I do what? I didn't get that.
Were there other people who he hired, who he paid to work on the farm?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Who were they?
Well, they were my uncles and aunts and cousins and neighbors.
Uh-huh.
So that was it. Poor old Mom, she worked so hard.
How old was she when she passed away? How old was she when she passed away?
She was 86, I think.
Oh, she lived to be
that old,
pretty
yeah.
old, too, huh?
Well, they were a nice mom and dad, I know that.
Did you miss them when you went to Cleveland?
Yes, I did.
But it was worth it not having to work on the farm?
Yeah. Oh, I went to school there for a while.
Oh, you did? What kind of school?
It was a Cleveland City College.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't like that because I was living with my brother and his wife, and I wanted to earn some money to pay my way.
Uh-huh.
And when you're going to school, you can't do that.
No.
So I got a job, and I must have had 3 or 4 jobs over there.
What did you study at Cleveland City College?
I can't remember now.
And what were some of the jobs that you got after you quit going to school?
Well, the companies I worked for was the Ohio Edison one. Then I came to Akron. Of course, that's where I met my husband, was in Akron.
Mm-hmm.
And I had about 4 jobs in Akron, different ones. Well, you know those, wait a minute, rubber jobs.
Rubber jobs?
Well, yeah.
Working in a rubber factory?
Rubber factory. It was Goodyear, Goodrich, and... Well, it was, Akron was full of rubber companies then.
What were those jobs like?
Was they what?
What were those jobs like? What exactly did you do in those companies?
Oh, what did they do?
What did you do?
Oh, different things. Some kind of pencil work and that sort of thing.
So not actually on the factory floor?
Huh?
You weren't actually on the factory floor.
Mm-mm.
You were in the more of a clerical
yeah.
position.
And that's about all. I can't remember all those things now because it's been so long, long ago.
Long time ago. When you were talking about working on the farm, you said that you didn't like the work.
Well, it was too heavy.
But there must have been some things that you liked about your childhood. I'm wondering... What's a favorite memory from your childhood?
Well, with so many brothers and sisters, and when Dewey, there's Bob and Robert and Dewey, and there was 2 in there that died.
Mm.
But Dewey was my favorite brother. And when he died, he told me before he died, he said, and he wasn't sick, I don't know. He said, PD, call me PD. He said, I don't want to live past 50. He said, I don't want to get old. Well, I said, well, Dewey, what are you going to do about it? And he said, well, I don't know, but I know I'm not going to live past 50.
Is that right?
He said, I want you to do me a favor. I'm going to make a deal with you. Wherever I go, when I die, if I can, I'll come back and tell you what it was all about. If you promise me, you'll do the same. I said, okay, Dewey, I will. I die before you do. But he gone all those years, and he never came back.
He didn't ever come back to tell you what it was like?
No. But what was the funny, not the funny part, but the hard part, well, I'm glad I did it, awfully glad. He was married to several little old, I'd call her a tramp. They lived in Florida, and he had two kids down there, but we only had one when he died, and then he died, the other little boy was born just a week or two after he died.
It's too bad.
And they told me that I was married at that time, of course, and they said, Jean, that's her name, said Jean is walking out on those little kids. That was her mother. I said, she can't do that. And they said, well, she has already. So I got the message where she left the kids, and I went to Florida. And I drove my car over to Ohio transport.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Florida and picked up the little boy, and he just, little fella, and he couldn't even talk. The only thing he could say was, oi, and that was for water. Oi. And so they said when I got down there, sure you can take him. You got him. So I brought him back up to Kent, and with my husband was there, and he was home at that time, Ralph was, and he was working, and we had a pretty good life after that, and then he was a wonderful kid, I just loved him.
What was his name?
I don't know. Well, Dewey Jr., I guess, but they called him Butch when I got him, and so that's what he answered to, Butchie.
Mm-hmm.
I still call him Butchie.
How old were your daughters then? How old were your daughters?
Well, my daughters, they were in school by that time.
Mm-hmm.
Marilyn was in high school, and Judy was almost out of grade school.
So did you raise Butchie all the way until he graduated high school? Did he live with you that whole time?
No, I got him in school and made it sure that he finished school and got out of high school.
And he lived with you that whole time?
And went, yeah, sure.
He just went, like he was your own son.
All right, you went to college. So now I put him through college, see.
Uh-huh.
And he writes me notes and letters and calls me. I don't have a telephone in this place, but
no. At
home I have a telephone. So Richie would call me about once a week, and he wrote me a letter not long ago, and he said, Mom, if I had if I had to look this world over for a new mom, I'd still pick you.
Oh, that means a lot, doesn't it?
You're darned right. He's a wonderful kid. I love that kid.
He sounds great.
Yeah.
Where is he now?
He's in Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
Well, Columbus, I think, around that area. He's uh-huh. a businessman now.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what happened to his mother. So
That's terrible that she went off and left them.
Yeah, well, she was nothing but a big just tramp, I'd call her.
What happened to her little baby?
Well, that was a baby. The other one was the girl. I got her, brought her up, too, not the same time, but I did later.
Mm-hmm.
She was about three or four years old, and she was a little wildcat. She was so spoiled, and she lied. Oh, God, did she lie? I couldn't make anything out of her at all.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was, and Dad went to Florida. They we lived down there then, and they went down to visit him. And he was making darn good money. He was in the rubber business, and he was making good money. And she told me once, she said, let's see, how was it? I don't know. I told him that I wouldn't keep her. The old genie, that was his mother. But she never come around either, anyway. So I kept him, and Butchie, I tried to get him to go to school. And I guess he did later, but what I say, he lied like the dickens. Mom went down there, and my mother, she wouldn't cheat anybody or steal or anything. Oh, no, ever. And Dewey, that's her son.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to buy the best of everything, and he bought a brand new, everything he bought for a house. He bought a home, in Florida, and he got everything new. And the reason she told me about this, he bought a new dinner set.
A new what?
Dinner set.
Mm-hmm.
A service for 12.
Mm-hmm.
And, so he, she went outside. Her mother let her do anything. Old Jeannie was down there at that time, running back and forth here and there. And she'd go outside, and she took a basket and went outside. This girl did. Her name was Martha. And she took service for that 12 dinner sets, cups and saucers. Put them in that basket, took them outside, took a hammer, and she knocked the whole hammer, handles off of them.
She sounds like a very angry little girl.
She was a nasty little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so she went back in the house, and she said, Mama told her mother, old Jeannie, said, look what Grandma did. She broke all the hands or cups and saucers with a hammer. I asked her then one day, I said, Martha, why do you lie so much? Well, she stayed with me for several months, mm-hmm. about a year, I guess, mm-hmm. two maybe. And she said, Aunt Eva, I said, I've tried it both ways. I lie and I get just as much out of it as I do with telling the truth. And said, what's the difference?
It's too bad.
Yeah. So she's still in Florida. I've only seen her once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
But Butchie, I've kept him here.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a wonderful kid. I'm so glad I've got him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why was Dewey your favorite brother?
Why would he be a favorite brother?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, do you ever have any brothers and sisters?
I have a younger sister who I love very much.
Well, every little thing happened around that place of ours, Dad and Mom's, they'd say, let's see, he'd always say somebody else did. Well, I never did it. I was very particular with things.
Mm-hmm.
He said, my sister Eva didn't do that, or Petey, he called me.
Why did he call you Petey?
Well, I don't know. He just lied. I don't know. So anyhow, always never blamed me for anything. Well, I wouldn't do a thing like that, and Dewey knew that. So, good Lord.
So he would protect you?
Huh?
He would protect you?
Yeah. well, like now, Marilyn, that was my sister.
Mm-hmm.
She was living with us too. And she would, we'd have dinner, her mom would be going out somewhere and saying, "Now, girls, clean up the place here and do the dishes and do it." Say, "Come on, Petey," he said, "Your sister's going to do that." He'd say, "Laura, you see those things? Now you're going to do them. Petey's not going to do them."
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but I did my share. I did.
Why were you his favorite?
I don't know. Well, I was from the time I was born, I guess. I don't know.
You named your daughter after your sister, Marilyn?
He did what?
Did you name your daughter after your sister?
No. My mother's name is Martha. I don't know why. Old Jean just, I don't know who, I get.
Your daughter, Marilyn.
Yeah.
Was she named after your sister, Marilyn?
No, Marilyn, I don't know if you wasn't named after, not his sister. His sister's named Jean.
But you had a sister.
Yeah.
Named Marilyn.
Well, I didn't really, but...
No?
I wouldn't have, I didn't, when she came along, where I wasn't staying close to them. I was in Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
With Ralph, and we did a lot of traveling ourselves.
Uh-huh.
So it was kind of a mixed up business. But Martha was a little wildcat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you said your brother Dewey told you that he didn't want to live past 50. How old was he when he died?
Who was that?
Dewey.
Just 50.
How did he die?
God, I don't know. He was in Cleveland. Not Cleveland. I was in Akron. I was married and lived there. I don't really know how Dewey died. I don't know. I wasn't around.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about being 92 years old?
I feel like, what's the reason I've lived my life? I might as well go.
Do you feel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had it, and I've been to all those places. So then when Dewey died, and then Ralph died, we lived together 38 years, my husband.
Mm-hmm.
We never had an argument. We never fought. The week he died, the week we were married, he worked in the High Edison Company in Akron.
The what company?
Huh?
What company?
Ohio Edison.
Ohio Edison.
And he made good money. So he came in there that night. He worked, of course, daytime. Handed me his check. He said, "This is payday, and I got my check today." And I said, "Well, good." He said, "Here, you take it now." And I said, "Ralph, that's not my check, it's yours." He said, "Everything belongs to me is yours." He said, "I want you to remember that." So every time he'd get a paycheck, he'd hand it to me.
So that's how y'all's marriage worked?
Yeah. So I guess everything went fine then from there on.
What sort of a person was he?
He was a very nice person. He's a college graduate. And very nice. I told him before we were married, I said, "Listen, Ralph," I said, "yeah, well, find him, decide I'll marry you on one condition. I'll do what I want to do and you do what you want to do."
Sounds good to me.
He said, "Okay, that's a deal." And that's the way we worked it.
Uh-huh.
Everything I wanted to do, I did it. I told him about it. He did the same thing, and that was fine.
Uh-huh. Did you work while you were married?
Did he work?
Did you?
No. Well, I stayed in that house. It was a big house. It's still there. And I had it remodeled 3 different times.
Hmm.
So it's a pretty nice house right now.
Mm-hmm. Imagine so.
Yeah. So anyhow, everything worked out just beautifully.
How old were you when Ralph passed away?
How old was I?
When your husband died?
When I married him.
How old were you when he died?
When he died? Let's see, I don't really know. I was, what then, 30.
Well, you had to be older than 30 if you were married for 38 years. And you married in 1930. Then that means he died in 1968.
67.
67.
Right.
So you were 60.
I was 60 years old.
Sounds like it to me. Does that sound right?
No, it don't sound right.
Doesn't sound right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound like... Huh? From that, it would be he'd been gone 30 years.
Yeah.
Does it seem like he's been gone 30 years?
Yes, it does.
It does.
Seems like he's been gone a long, long time.
Hmm.
Well, he was a very nice person.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely person.
Do you think that when you go, you will see him again?
Well, I'll give you that question. Do you think you're going to see those people that you know real well, your mom and dad or whoever died?
My father died, and I don't know.
I don't know. Nobody else knows that, don't they?
No.
Because they've never been able to come back to tell you about it.
No. But you're ready to find out?
Yeah, I'd like to.
What keeps you here?
I can't walk.
What keeps you here living?
Keeps me here living? Well, I guess God just felt like it's the best place for me. That's all I know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The little poem is life is funny with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. Stick to the fight when you're the hardest hit. It's when things seem worse you mustn't quit. You probably heard that before.
Is that how you feel right now?
Yeah. I'm going to hang in here till God feels like he wants to take me.
Mm-hmm.
I've mentioned suicide with some people, but my family don't go for that.
No, imagine not. Mm-hmm. If it weren't for them, would that be an option for you?
If it wasn't for the...
If it weren't for your family's opposition, would you... Do you think that would be a path that you would take?
I don't know. If I was sick all the time and feel like I do now, I like to help people.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do anything for them now.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't help anybody. Why, I might as well go.
Mm-hmm.
The way I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the story.
Well, I think that's a good place to end.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think so.
You have anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, you're